Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA. We're now joined by the Horton Chargers basketball coach, that is the boys coach, and David Losey. We appreciate it very much. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us here as we start a 24-25 basketball season. But just want to give a quick thought on last year. 17-6, you guys make the sub-state championship game, play a really tight game with Jefferson County North, but JCN able to get the win. But you've had two really good years, obviously now entering year number three. But just talk about last year going 17-6.
Yeah, it was, in a way, you hate to say it, I think we were a little disappointed, considering where we got the year before. But you got to give a lot of credit to JCN in that championship game. They shot really well and did what they needed to do to come out on top late. But last year, it was a great year. It was good kids, good guys. They know the system and knew the system a little better and worked hard. We're going to miss four of those guys but we have guys stepping up. So it's, I think the last couple years have helped with, the expectations and getting out. When you come out, you expect to do well, you hope to do well. And if you don't, it is a little disappointing. So, yeah, last year was great. The last couple of years have been wonderful.
Well, let's talk about some of these kids that you have some high expectations for. I see a Luke McAfee, who's a senior, been starting and playing since his freshman year. He's had a very explosive first step and can really get to the rim. Jackson Moman, another kid, good perimeter defender. Struby as well. You got some kids returning. What's kind of the roster construction breakdown here for 24-25?
Well, like you said, all those kids. Some of them, Luke, like you said, been starting since his freshman year, midway through the season, if I recall correctly. A lot of experience. Dante Masqua started as a sophomore. Jackson started some as a sophomore. And then you bring in some of those other seniors that kind of waited their time until last year as juniors. Now they have their second year. And then even Coop, Struby, he, as a sophomore last year, got a playing time. So I hope we can carry things over. We still have a lot of things to work on. I'm a defensive stressor guy, I guess. So, we've got things to work on there, and we saw it here in the last few nights. We do some things, and, I hope that we can carry it over. I think we're optimistic we can. I think the expectation is we should, but we got to get there. We've got hurdles to get over first. So, yeah, I think we're pretty excited, but we still have to put in the work.
Yeah, a lot of kids, we mentioned here, but a few that I kind of forgot to throw out there. Dalton Niosi, a very good football player, had a great season in the fall. Trent Lockwood. And you mentioned Dante Masqua, again, listed at 6'4". That is a big body down low. Now, he's got great footwork for his size. He's strong around the basket. He can rebound with the best of them in this league. The luxury of having a big like that, with that talent, with that kind of light first step and footwork around the rim. Talk about Dante again and just kind of the expectations for him in the post.
Yeah, he really did a good job in the off season getting in the weight room, getting to everything. He's actually leaned up a little bit. I feel like from watching him, he's even quicker now. And you can see it in football also. So he's tough. He's going to be really tough. And, I throw out a couple more names. Like, we had Reagan Knutson was a starter last year coming back. He's probably good 6'1", 6'2", kind of long, rebounds well, but can shoot. And we had lost him, I think, the second time we played JCN last year, fractured a bone in his wrist. So we didn't have him late. So I'm looking forward to having him finish the season too. But yeah, I hope have some options that we can do some things and then, get Dante, not only a good rebounder on the defensive end, but a pretty good offensive rebounder and maybe get him isolated a little bit and see what happens.
It's crazy to think how many kids we have mentioned here so far, the expectations, and yet the amount of quality kids that you lost in that senior class as well. It just shows how deep you guys were and are, and obviously still the expectations fairly high here in 24-25. Will you open the season Friday at ACCHS? What's kind of the expectations for this season opener on Friday?
Well, you hope you can go out and play well. I think, early on, things are going to probably be a little sloppy, and you hope you can kind of shore that up before game two or three. But, you know, it's going to be tough. I know they have almost all, you know, most of their kids are coming back that he played last year. You know, they've matured some and they've gotten quicker and better. I happened to take a peek at them at a jamboree. So, they're going to be much better. They're a little, got a guard pretty good, and they've got some kids that have put in some work, it looks like. So, you know, I'm just hoping, you know, I'll be honest. I feel like we've been spoiled here a little bit with so many kids, and they came into the off season, and, you know, you hope we can do the things we need to do and take care of us. That's kind of our saying, you know, we take care of us, good things happen. And, I hope with the depth and the playing time that kids have gotten over the last couple years that we can just, like I said, carry it over, do the right things, and just get better each time we get out there.
There it is. Horton boys basketball coach, that is David Losey, year number three for the Chargers, and have had two really good years. Once again, expectations certainly high here for Horton in 24 and 25. They open the season on Friday at ACCHS. Coach, thanks again for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate you.